somewhere along the line we've lost a little bit. The players have lost an identity with the supporters, and you know that's something that I want to bring back to the support. Not to make doubt that the players are, you know, accountable for them for results, but they are. You know, they are. They really are. And you know, we look out at the stadium now, and everything's geared to winning tomorrow. And I just don't feel the players feel that yet. And it's something that we must bring home.
Does that worry you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Because, you know, in days gone by, you know, it's not pressure. There's a different word than pressure, but you must feel the pain. You know, without feeling the pain, you won't really want to make it better. You know, if you do something wrong in your life, it's natural that you want to make it better. Mm. At the minute, we're a little bit removed from where we should be, and it's something that, you know, how do I make that right?
Is it a placid bunch, Paul? Do they need to be a bit nastier, maybe?
No, because they are what they are. The players are what they are. It's not a criticism of the players. It's modern-day football. You know, modern-day footballers are very well looked after. From the minute they come in of a morning, they get everything they want with breakfast and food, nutrition and diet. You know, but the end product says on a Saturday night, all of a sudden they're in the cars driving off and on motorways and going home. So they don't feel that pain. You know, and it's something that realistically we've got to make them feel. In Chesterfield, we've got to make them feel that. Mm. You know, because at the minute, 18th in the league, if they're not hurting, we've got a problem. We've got a big, because I know I am.
How do they change it then? How do you change that?
I don't know. And people will say to me, you're getting paid well enough to change that. I don't know. It's something on a daily basis I look at. You know, how do we make them feel the kids' feelings and the supporters' feelings and a young lad wearing his shirt to go to the game? How do we make them feel that? You know, and it's hard because our players, and I'm not being disrespectful, they're well paid. You know, in this league, they're well paid. They're well looked after from Monday to Friday. You know, but we're not feeling it. And it's my job to make sure that they do feel it. What can I do? Make them travel on supporters' club buses home.
Would you do that ever?
Quite
radical, that.
Yeah, I would. You know, the other Sunday we're in of a morning, I thought, why don't we go for a walk around Chesterfield? Because I guarantee I know what's coming. We'll get abuse. It doesn't frighten me. I don't fear that. You know, do the players know we'll get abuse? Mm. And it's not like the players are good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a clever fella here. You know, we're 18th in League Two. It is not good enough by a mile. But when we come in, do they really, apart from me, the staff, and do they feel that? Do they feel the pain? Do you know, do they feel the embarrassment? Because that's what it is.